First of all, and very importantly, all of the progress that we have made to date remains in place, and everything that has reopened remains open. In line with NPHET advice, those sectors due to reopen on the 22nd of October may now only do so on the basis that all customers must produce their proof of vaccination and identity. On this issue, I want to give a very clear message. The vaccination programme and the use of COVID passes is how we have been able to open the hospitality sector so far. To stay open, we need everyone to enforce and respect the rules. Other changes include the following. In hospitality venues, table service only should remain in place, with a maximum of 10 adults per table and a maximum of 15, including children. COVID passes and fixed capacity limits will not apply for outdoor events. However, sectors should ensure appropriate protective measures are in place. Fixed capacity will no longer apply for indoor and outdoor group activities. However, protective measures must be put in place, and where groups are mixed indoors, pods of six should apply. Religious services and weddings can proceed as planned without capacity limits, but with all other protective measures in place. Return to workplaces will continue on a phased and cautious basis for specific business requirements, and there will be a meeting today of the LEAF Forum where employers and employee representatives can discuss the protocols involved. Alongside these changes, we've also agreed an enhanced role for the use of antigen testing throughout society. Tests will now be sent to fully vaccinated close contacts of confirmed cases, and we will work with the sectors to develop a role for antigen tests to further improve the safety of certain events and activities, and also work with the expert group on antigen testing in terms of the wider use of such tests amongst the general population. The progress we have made together over the course of the last year is real, tangible, and has to be protected. The changes to the plan that we've made today give us the space to make sure that the next steps towards normality that we take are safe and sustainable.